Hello and welcome to the Pop Chat Podcast. Sit back, relax. This show starts in 3, in 2, and 1. Hi, hello everybody. Welcome to the first ever Pop Chat podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed that little intro created by me. Yeah, it was really bad, so don't roast me, you know. But yeah, hi, welcome everybody. My name is David Morelos, owner and creator of the Pop Chat podcast. And for those of you asking, yo, what is the Pop Chat podcast? Let me tell you. So the Pop Chat podcast is an analytical entertainment-based podcast in which we just talk about pop culture news of what's going on this week and just chat about them, you know, for the next like 15 to 20 minutes. Hope you guys are down with that. Hope I entertain you. And if not, please don't leave a hate comment because... Actually, you could leave a hate comment because that means you still viewed it. Just kidding. But yeah, so let's get right into this episode. So for this week's episode, we are going to be talking about a couple things that's happened this week. One, the Oscars, the infamous Oscars, you know, gonna see what movies have won, see who is, what is that word? Not snatched, but I guess robbed. Like, who was robbed? Like, not physically robbed, you know, like metaphorically robbed. Like, who deserved the award but didn't receive it. So we're going to be talking about a little about the Oscars. We're going to talking about music, of course. I feel like that's what this podcast is going to be mainly focused on. Pop culture music. And this week we have one doozy of a story. Also, in this episode, we are going to analyze and review this week's Billboard Top 10 songs of the week. So, yeah, I feel like this would be a little fun segment to see who's ruling this week's pop music game. And, yeah, also in this podcast, I'd like to introduce a segment called Tea with Davey. Davey is me, of course. Davey is my nickname, if some of y'all didn't know. But yeah, I just want to introduce this little segment to see what rumors are being spread. Are they true? Are they lies? We won't know, but we're just going to talk about it and we will leave the assumptions to you. So yeah, let's get started with our first story. Oscars, Oscars, Oscars. For those of you who don't know, this past Sunday was the infamous annual Oscars. And to be honest, personally, I've never been a big fan of the Oscars just because I've never, I guess, been a... Like, I of course, I've watched movies and I have my favorite movies. But I've just never been the type to, like, want to watch an award show about movies. I don't know, just a personal thing, but I did watch the Oscars and I'm excited to talk about it. So who knew a hostless award show would be so good? I was honestly surprised. But now don't get it twisted. Of course I've heard of the infamous Oscars before, but it's just never piqued my interest due to the negative stories I've heard regarding the selectivity that the Academy does on its winners, you know? So in past years, the Academy has been accused of nominating and choosing winners based on ethnicity, for example, a white male. And after doing my research, I can contest that this fact is true. Past nominees have always been Caucasian, though not to discredit their work, I feel as if the Academy could have been more inclusive to other nationalities, as they did this year, which is why I bring this topic up, because I feel that this year was very diverse. Well, not just this year, I feel like the past couple of years has been more diverse compared to, let's say, 15 to 20 years ago, in which all, maybe not all, but most nominees and winners have been Caucasian, and for the most part, male Caucasians. This truly does excite me due to me being a Mexican-American 20-year-old college student. I feel as if I do work hard, my dreams can come true. Though my dreams may not be to be an actor, I just feel like having the recognition that all nationalities could be on top is a really game changer and motivator that we all need. Now, though I won't be going through each category, I just want to go through some just to show how this was such an extraordinary, diverse event. For Best Original Music Score, the nominees were Black Panther, Black Klansman, Mary Poppins Returns, Isles of Dogs, and If Beale Street Could Talk. And the winner for this category was Black Panther, which in all personal opinions, I feel was very much deserved. Black Panther was such an honestly, in my opinion, such an iconic, monumental movie that really changed, honestly, I feel, the game. Though needing more recognition, I feel like this is a good start, especially for the Academy, to start including more diverse movies and especially having more diverse winners as they did this year, which I hope continues throughout. Now, the reason being is that the Oscars is a publicly broadcasted event viewed by millions. So let's say if you're in a small state, that doesn't have all these diverse nationalities, this is your one opportunity to see these nationalities, and some of these events could portray a nasty image. So having these more diverse, inclusive events could possibly and should open the minds of others, showing that we are all the same and equal, that if we all work hard, we could all be a star and be on top, not just one specific nationality. All right, enough Oscar talk, though we should continue talking about diversity and be more inclusive so we could have equality, have equal rights. Let's talk about something more lighthearted, fun, and entertaining, which I am very excited to talk about, which is dun dun dun, this week's Billboard Top 10 Songs of the Week. Now, I'm so excited to share this week's top 10 list, not because it has some of my favorite artists, but because this list in particular has an artist on this list has done something that hasn't been done since the Beatles. So I think that's pretty crazy and worth talking about. At number 10 is East Side by Benny Blanco, Halsey, and Khalid, which if you haven't heard is a beautiful song. At number 9 is Post Malone with Wow, which in all honesty, I love Post Malone, but this song just wasn't it for me, sister. Next comes Panic at the Disco, High Hopes, which is an amazing song. For those of you who don't know, Brandon Urie is the main singer of Panic at the Disco, and he is amazing. Next comes Travis Scott with Sicko Mode at number 7, which is, in all honesty, should have been... hopefully I don't get any hate for this, but it was a good song like 4 months ago. Now I think we should all kind of get over it. Next is Marshmello and Bastiel with Happier, which like the title says, it makes me happy. Next at number 5 is Post Malone again and Swale with Sunflower, which is a beautiful song. Don't get me wrong, I love Post Malone. Next, yes, it's the Queen Halsey with Without Me, which though it came out a long time ago, still touches close to my heart and I love very much. All right, guys, now it is time. At number 3 is Ariana Grande with Thank You Next. The iconic Thank You Next. the thank you next, yes, that you've all heard, I'm sure, all seen the video. If not, grab some popcorn and go indulge, guys, because that is a treat. At number two is, again, Ariana Grande, Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored. Though the title may not seem like your cup of tea, trust, it's an amazing song. And at number one is Seven Rings, Ariana Grande again. What? That is crazy. So Ariana Grande is at number one, at number two, and at number three, while also having the number one album in the country, which hasn't been done since the Beatles back in 1987. This is such a historic and iconic moment that I feel we should all know, because this is the first time, one, a female artist has done this, because as we all know, in the past, females haven't been as included as males. But I feel now we're breaking down the boundaries and making it acceptable for women to rule and be on top. And two, being that the only artists, or I guess group, that has done this has been the Beatles such a long time ago, and we've had so many great artists since that time, and being so that she is the first artist to do this is really iconic, and I'm so proud, being that she is one of my favorite artists, and I will be seeing her in concert in May, so I'm so excited. All right, now that we've talked about the Oscars, the Billboard making history, I feel now it's time for a little more, though the last segment was more lighthearted and easy, something a little more fun, you know, something to give this podcast some spice. So now it's time for La Tea with Davey, and this week we have one heck of a story. So for those of you that have been living under a rock or just aren't interested, which in all honesty, if you're not interested, good for you. But today we're going to be talking about the Kardashian family. And I know for some of you that triggers you and that upsets you, but that family is a mess. I just feel like we have to talk about it, and we will. Now, no tea, no shade. I'm not trying to drag the Kardashian family. They are talented. I just feel as if they broadcast their problems to publicly, what is that word? They try to they make scandals to try to promote their things, which in some cases I don't agree. Now, with the story we're going to be talking about today, do y'all believe that it was conducted to bring them more attention, or do you really think it's something going on in their personal life that they wish wasn't broadcasted live? Let's just get right into it. So, story has it, tea has it, that Khloe Kardashian's boyfriend, I would say, because I don't think they're married or engaged, so boyfriend Tristan Thomas, the famous NBA star, apparently cheated on her with her sister Kylie's best friend Jordan. Now, the story doesn't make sense to me personally, because the rumor is that they were all at some party type kickback type thing, and that the phones were took, so nobody could record and document what's going on. But this didn't stop people at the party to run their mouth, which is, if this is true, his first mistake. Just kidding. Guys, don't cheat. Women, don't cheat. Everybody, don't cheat. Let's just stay loyal, okay? But yeah, if this story is true, I feel like, come on, girl. He's done it once before. He's obviously doing it again. Girl, let's just pack up your bags and leave, or make him pack up his bags and leave, because this is 2019, sister. We don't support that type of relationship, because it is not healthy for you, it is not healthy for the people around you, and yeah, we should all just support ourselves with supportive people and supportive friends. And girl, that is not a friend. if, I don't know if she was your friend to begin with, Miss Jordan, but if she was, because I'm sure she was, because if she's cool with your sister, I'm sure she's cool with you, that is not no real friend, and you need to reevaluate yourself and reevaluate the people around you, okay, sister, because you have a child now, and yeah, you shouldn't be, have yourself be a victimized to this type of abuse, you know? So yeah, that's my little tangent. All right, guys, that's it for today's episode, the first ever Pop Chat podcast. I'm so excited. I'm sorry this was all disorganized and stuff, but all we can do is improve. So over time, I hope to revamp this podcast, you know, hopefully come out with good content to hopefully get more viewers and engage people. So yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed, and I will see you next time. All right, this is David Morelos. Bye.